Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys for tuning in. At PBakerNYC, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at PBakerNYC. Thank you guys. Much appreciated. This episode, I want to talk about why I like the Roth IRA so much. And it may be for you. The Roth IRA may be for you. And you might be missing the boat on it. Because there's so much that goes into the retirement plan. And I know we get to a job and automatically we get rolled up and we get in because job has a retirement plan. It has this benefit, that benefit. And we try to take advantage of all the benefits, right? So, and as you should. But I think we have to, you know, when it comes to learning about how money works and finances, we need to start making those decisions that are going to be better for us in our future. We can't just think about, this company has my best interest at heart. Nobody has your best interest better than you. Remember that. So make sure that you really do your due diligence and you really understand the craft and everything. So after we're going to take a quick second and then we're going to get into it because it's a lot of details, a lot of information, a little bit of numbers. I know it's going to get tricky in there, but just stick with me. Ride it out. Let's keep growing. Hashtag MDIN365. And make sure you subscribe and share this. Make sure you subscribe, share this on your social media. Let people get something. Give that information out because I'm giving it out. And I just want to make sure I educate as many people as possible on making better financial decisions for them. All right, so we're going to see you in a minute. All right, we're back. So I'm going to break down to you why I think if you're in a certain income bracket, and I'm going to talk about the income bracket that I'm talking about because everything is different for everybody. So if I'm talking to someone who makes $80,000, $200,000, $50,000, $60,000, $40,000, $75,000, that range, I'm going to talk to this person about you should get a Roth IRA. And I'm going to break it down, but I want to give you some history first on the 401k and then, you know, just give you some common knowledge. I mean, it's not common, but it's good information to know about the 401k and good information to know about the Roth IRA. And then I'll bring it together so we can have a better understanding of why I'm saying that for certain people, it may be better for them to go with the Roth. And because going into it, when we retire, we're thinking about tomorrow, right? We're planning for tomorrow. So you're 35 years old and you're going to retire at 65 or 70. You may want to retire early, but I'm just saying that's, you know, the age of retirement, 65, 70 years old now. It's that age, right? And you're, whatever you do today is going to affect that age group. And you can't go back and say, oh, don't do that. So you have to make sure you're making the right decisions because a lot of times we get on these jobs and the first thing we do is just do what they tell us to do. You know, we have a 401k, you contribute this percent, you contribute that percent. Now, I do know it is like matching money and I always tell people, go to the match. If they match you at 3%, you do 3%. If they match you at 5%, you do 5%. And the rest, I would say, put in the Roth. And this is the reason why. I'm going to go back to where the 401k started so you can have an understanding of it. And this may bore you a little bit, but follow with me. Because this, you know, when we start talking numbers, sometimes people get a little lost, right? But I'm just going to make it quick and simple. The 401k started in 1978. It was an accident, and it got popular around 1980. So what I did was I went back and got the tax rates for 1978. In 2020 to show you the major difference of the time then and the time now. So I'll give you a little bit about the 401k, what you can and can't do. So with the 401k, and I'm talking, when I say, sorry guys, when I say 401k, I'm talking 457, 403b, all those are pretty much in the same bracket, right, when it comes to the qualified plan. You can put up to $19,500 in, right? And if you're over 50, you can add an additional $6,500 for catch up, okay? You have to take the money by the time you're 70 and a half, because they have what they call a required minimum distribution, which means they're forcing it out. And if you don't, it is penalized, taxed and penalized. And the RMD basically pushes it out for a certain amount of time. It could be 20 years. There's all calculations for that. We can get into that in the future. Now, like I said, they started it back in 1978. And I just want to give you the idea of why they started it. Because what happens is, a lot of us know, it's deferred taxes. Basically, if you make $800 and you put $200 a week away, you get taxed on $600. And that $200, when it accumulates, you'll get taxed on that money as you're taking out the money for your retirement. So as you don't get taxed at 70.5 on all the money, but you get taxed on your distributions. As you take the money out, you get taxed on it, or whatever the tax rate is at the time. Now, in 1978, I'm just going to give you four examples. $34,000. If you made $34,000 a year, you were paying 50% in taxes. A $50,000 person was paying 62%. An $82,000 person was paying 68%. And $100,000 person plus whatever they made after that was paying 70%. Imagine those tax rates back then. Oh my God, we'd be going crazy today, right? So now we fast forward, it's 2020. What did the tax rate look like for us? The tax rates are 12% for $9,700 to $39,000 compared to what was 50% for $34,000. I mean 22% for $39,000 to $84,000. You got 24% for $84,000 to $160,000, and the highest is 37% for people making over $500,000. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because when people were deferring the taxes, the reason why they were deferring the taxes was, one, they knew the income would decrease when they retired, so they would go in a lower tax bracket, and the tax rate may go down, which it has. So the person in 1978 who's putting money there, they got a big deal, because if they were making $100,000 and they were going to pay 70%, and now they're making, you know, they retired and they're retiring off $84,000 a year, they're bringing in, now they're at 24%. So that's a big difference. That's a major difference. It shows, you know. So it works for people that are going to change their tax brackets. So that's the idea what that is. Now the Roth works a little bit different. The Roth IRA, you're not eligible to put a up to 19.5. You're eligible to put about up to 6,000, and you have 1,000 catch up if you're over 50. But what's great about it is that it's taxed up front, and all the gains and everything you put in there is tax free when you get it, and there's no RMD. You're not forced to take it out because the taxes have been already being applied to it, right? The only difference is that there is an income limit. So if you make over, if you're single and you make over 139, chances are you can't get a Roth. If you're married, it's 200. I think it's 206, but I'm not sure. You can find that out. But I think it's 206,000 for a married couple, right? Now, this is the key. Why do you put this retirement plan? Why do you defer the taxes? The reason you're deferring the taxes is because you want to help. You basically want to hope that, you know, the tax grade is going to be different, and it also affects you. So, for example, somebody who's making $160,000, who's at 32%, if they put away the 19.5 and they went down, they can bring their tax rate down to 24%. And is it a big deal? I mean, for somebody making $160,000, 24% tax rate actually might be a little bit better, right? So it makes a difference when you're making a certain amount of money for the tax rate to make those adjustments. But also remember, the more people make, the more they put in. Now, if you're making $50,000 a year, $60,000, $70,000, I want you to think, how much are you putting into your 401k? Are you putting in $10,000, $15,000 a year? I don't think so. Most people that I've sat down with as clients, they're not really putting that much a year. You know, they're putting a percentage. They may be putting 7% of their income, right? Which is something like, you know, they say 7 to 10% is a good number, right? But they're not putting away the full 19.5. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think I'm gonna actually, you know, I'm gonna look at this. I'm gonna times this right now. 50K times 0. 50K times 7%, right? That's $3,500. If they put 10%, that's $5,000, right? It's not that much of a big hit. So the rod falls right into what you need to do, because this is what the difference is. If you're making, if you're making between 39 and 84, you're only paying 22%. So if you're making 75,000 and you do a tax defer, your tax rate didn't adjust. It didn't change. You're still at 22%. And even if you were making more, if you were making 160,000, you're at 24%. So you only changed it by 2%. What are you really saving? It's not affecting you in any way. 2% is not really that much of a difference, you know, the tax rate. So if you think about what's 2% of 80,000, right? 80,000. I'm using a calculator nowadays to make sure I give you the right numbers. So we're going to do 80,000 times 2%, 0.02, is $1,600. It's not that much of a difference. You'll make it up in the end. So the reason why the Roth works for you, if you're under certain tax bracket, if you're making less than $100,000, I suggest you do the Roth. I say anybody, 50,000, 60,000, do the Roth. The reason why is because if you're not putting away the max and you're not putting up to the 6,000. Now, this is the difference. If you have a company matching at 3%, then you take that 3% and you put 3% of it away, and then you put the rest of it into the Roth. And the reason why is because when you retire, you don't have to worry about any taxes. You, all the gains, the market is going to have great days and bad days. But one thing is in the market, and when they average a 20-year span of the market, because you're putting your money in the market, 20 years is 7% compounded interest, right? They average it out 7%, because you're going to have years, you know, where it's down 15, 20%, 30, 40% when we had the recession. And then you're going to have years like, you know, like now, in the last few years, where we've been in a great bullish market and people are seeing 15, 20% returns and 30% returns. And think about all that return, all that gain on your money is tax-free. You don't have to worry about it. So the idea is you have more in your pocket later than now, right? So you got taxed a little bit on it. It's okay. Take the hit. It's not going to hurt you that much different. It's not going to make that much of a difference. And a lot of times people need to look at the future as far as how do I produce income tax-free. And this is the reason too, because your tax rate can go up at the same time, depending on how much you're putting away. If you have a pension collected, Social Security, and 401k distribution, maybe you might push yourself into a different tax bracket. You know, you may put it into a little higher. Maybe the tax rate goes up. Maybe it does go down. But you know that you're going to get everything tax-free then. So I always suggest, if you're making less than $100,000, Roth IRA all the way. You can have a 401k as of 2019 law. You can have a 401k and a Roth IRA. So if you have a match, you go for the match. If you don't have a match, you want to do tax-free. Because when I do strategies for clients, a lot of times I focus on tax-free strategies. I try to find ways to eliminate the taxes. I use insurance products. I talk about real estate, and I talk about the Roth. Now, if you're over a certain income, this message is not for you. I have one coming for you, because we're going to talk about simplified IRAs, a little something different for entrepreneurs. But for now, all I'm saying is look into what works for you for your future, because if you have saved $500,000, and I don't know how much you're going to save in your time, but let's say you save $500,000. Would you rather it be tax-free or taxed? And that's a simple question, because when you get to the age to retire, it's going to have one option or the other, depending on the product you picked. And you're not going to have to be forced to take the money out. Now, before, they did make a rule where you couldn't put more money in if you were over 70 because of the 70 and a half RMD. But the rules changed with the Secure Act, so you can put money. But what's the difference if they're forcing it out of you anyway? You know, you might as well just open a brokerage account at that point. So thank you guys. I hope that was really good information for you. Like I said, look into it. You can look up the tax brackets. You can look up the history of it. I try to do my facts on the information about it, because I really want you guys to start thinking about the future and understanding finance on a different level. Now, if you're young, I always tell people, man, go aggressive with the play on the phone, because you only have two choices, conservative or aggressive. Pick, you know, I mean, it's most of the time people have very limited options to pick. When you're older, you want to get more conservative, because, you know, you can't, you know, your tolerance is going to be low, because you're about to retire and you don't want to take chances with the money, because the younger you are, you have the time to build a compound interest, and you can take a loss and you can take a hit. You're pushing up. So just remember this, Roth IRA, if I make less than $100,000, I'm going to get my money tax-free in the end. If I make more, then I have to sit down and talk with somebody and strategize to make a plan for my future, for my retirement. And there's ways you can do that. And we'll get into all of those different strategies as we go along. So thank you guys again for tuning in. Much appreciated. If you have any questions, reach out to me at PBakerNYC on Instagram and Twitter. Go to the website, capitalcitypodcast.com. You know, my best month ever. For all the entrepreneurial-minded folks, sales professionals, business owners, people that want to get in business, this is a great foundation. This book lays a great foundation for you to get started and get going, or even to take your craft to the next level. It's on Amazon.com right now. My best month ever, Preston Baker. But you can go right through the link on CapitalCityPodcast.com. And thank you guys for tuning in. Please share this one. Subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to share. Please subscribe and share this, because a lot of people need to hear it. All right? Thank you. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about LegacyFirst.org. LegacyFirst.org. I want you to check out the website, go through it, look at it, because one thing I always talk to people about is risk management. Risk management is big for me in life insurance. Having life insurance and a plan for if something were to happen to you is very important, especially if you have young children, family members who are dependent on you. It's very important to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you know, have your will in place and things of the nature. And we help you with that. So LegacyFirst.org, we start off with risk management, then we talk about finances and things of that nature. But we want to make sure that everybody is covered and their families are covered. Even if you don't have children, it's good to have something small in place, just a burial insurance. Don't leave anybody with that debt on their hands, all right? So reach out again. Check out the website, LegacyFirst.org. LegacyFirst.org.